Welcome to The Disappearing Mind, a unique podcast helping you find clarity and support along your dementia journey. Now, join National Dementia Trainer and Coach, Dawn Platt, for an all-new episode.
Hello and welcome to The Disappearing Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Platt. Thank you for joining us. Today's episode is a podcast that was created by me because I went to a particular support group and sat with several couples and ladies and participated in what they had to say, what their scenario was. And each one of them had a very unique need. And I want to point out that although I highly recommend support groups to you, both in person, both professional and online, I do realize that they may not be a total fit for you. They may not be of your age group or your situation. Your situation may be different. I want to really talk about that today on the podcast because I do think that that's important. I recognize that that's important. And I recognize that your unique needs may be different. And so I never say, well, the support group has all your answers. I know that it doesn't. But I think that there are enough different resources and support groups available that you can kind of find your niche. You can find your place, whether that's online or in person. You need to try them out. You need to garner support. You need to go in and listen and talk and just try and find the best fit for you. It will help you on your dementia journey, on your dementia caregiving journey, and I think you'll find it very useful. So today on the podcast, the episode is called Not Just Support, The Right Support, Finding Your Circle in Dementia Care. Welcome back to The Disappearing Mind, the podcast where we explore real, raw, and often unique topics because we want you to be aware and we understand that your dementia journey might be a little bit different, but we're going to talk about some unspoken truths of dementia caregiving, not just support, but the right support. I cannot tell you how many families that I have spoken to over the years that was just looking for something in particular. I mean, you can generally Google or go to seminars and you're going to find out about the anatomy and physiology of Alzheimer's disease or differing types of dementia. But maybe you have that unique, that personal question that you can't Google, you can't find. It's unique to your relationship with this person, or maybe it's you. Maybe you're the one with dementia and you have some real questions that you want to talk to people who can relate to where you are. We're going to talk about that today in this podcast. If you've ever been in a support group and you've found that you still feel like you're alone or that no one quite gets your situation, this one's for you. Because support is not one size fits all. It's not just about having people around. It's about having the right people. This podcast is for you. I spoke about recently in a podcast where I was recommending different resources if you were taking over the finances. And I think that people value things at different levels depending on who they are and how important the topic is to them or maybe what they've done. Maybe they feel very strong about what they've done, but you may be different. You may not feel as strongly, or you may not feel like that is important. Finding people around you that are going to understand that maybe the way that they did it is not the way that you'll do it, and let that be okay. So let's talk a little bit about the emotional weight of the caregiving journey. Let's be honest. When you become a caregiver, whether suddenly or over time, you step into a world where you might feel like you're the only one your age doing this. You may feel like everyone else in the group is a 90-year-old mom and your spouse is 62 or 42. You may feel like people are talking about retirement plans and you're trying to figure out how to keep your job while caregiving long distance and taking your child to elementary school. You may feel like maybe you're the only man or the only LGBTQ plus caregiver in the group. And how do you relate? So there's some unique situations. What happens in moments like these? You show up, you listen, you nod, and you might even cry. But deep down, you think to yourself, this isn't quite my story. I don't think they understand what I'm going through. And that can even feel lonelier than not showing up at all. I remember with my own mom, my own situation, because I'm a dementia expert, I should know it all. I should know how to feel, how not to feel. I should have the answer to all questions. But she was my mom. She wasn't a client. She wasn't somebody else's mom. She was my mom. And so I didn't always feel that way. Let's pause here for a moment and acknowledge that you may go in thinking that this is going to provide you answers, a support group, or even the neurologist, or even the doctor's appointment, and come out feeling worse than you did when you went in. This is an emotional weight that many caregivers carry, being surrounded by people, but yet feeling invisible. Let's talk about some real scenarios and things that people go through. So let's talk about the younger spouse. The younger spouse may say, my husband was diagnosed with frontal temporal dementia at the age of 59. I was still working. We had just become empty nesters. Our plan was to travel. Suddenly, I'm researching incontinence briefs and full-time care. Imagine that. I joined a local support group. Everyone there was caring for their parents. Very sweet people, but they were talking about Medicare and long-term care insurance. I didn't even know that stuff existed. I felt like I was in the wrong room. Let's talk about this because I think that although this may not be your scenario, you may be able to relate in a different way. So first off, early onset spouses often face unique grief and identity loss because their circumstances come much earlier in life and are very different than someone who develops dementia at an older age. They may need financial and legal help geared towards dual income under 65-year-old households. And that looks very different than if you are 75 years old and on Medicare. Look for support groups that are specific to early onset or younger spouse caregivers. Those are available through the Alzheimer's Association and other organizations and foundations. In the area where I live, between two counties, not only is there an Alzheimer's Association, but there are hospital support groups, and there are two separate dementia foundations that offer other support groups as well. Check that out and take a look at it. And again, check the online resources for early onset support groups. Let's talk about the adult child living two states away. In this scenario, the dad refuses to move out of his house. The daughter lives in Chicago. He is in Kansas, and every time she calls him, he says he's fine. The neighbors are all calling. The stove's been left on. The bills aren't paid. The newspapers are piling up at the front door. Support groups feel useless because everyone else is there in person. This person is stuck doing all the care from afar, which is very, very difficult when you can't be on site. Long-distance caregiving often requires the need for emotional and logistical support. This is when you're going to have to tap into local resources. You are going to have to make a great relationship with the neighbor who can report facts to you instead of every little thing that maybe you can't do anything about at this point. Virtual coaching, remote care managers, tech-based solutions are all part of your care circle. Tap into care managers. Look for a dementia coach in that area. Look for a home health agency that might be able to offer a social worker or telehealth or something like that that might be able to give you accurate information based on real medical facts. And then seek out support groups for long distance caregivers or those with geographically fragmented families. This is common. It is very, very common. They do exist, and people do understand. There's a lot of discussion and suggestions around resources that you could utilize, from in-house cameras to tapping into a dementia coach or a care manager to help manage your loved one's needs. Let's talk about another scenario here, the culturally isolated caregiver. This is the person who might be, let's say, Vietnamese, and their mother only speaks Vietnamese. They do everything. They translate at appointments. They manage her care. They cook her food. And they went and tried a support group once, but no one talked about culture. They didn't get why putting her in a community would break our family. This person stopped going. For this situation, not only culturally very different, but not everyone is in the same financial boat. Not everyone can access a full-time caregiver or even access care in a private care community. Culture deeply influences how we see aging, memory loss, and caregiving. Certain cultures believe differently and may treat or react to the care of their loved one different than the culture that you happen to be. This is really important. Culturally aligned groups or faith-based dementia ministries are what I'm going to suggest, because they can offer support that honors the same values that you have, whether it is through your particular faith, church, synagogue, temple, whatever it might be, or maybe you are Vietnamese and there is a group, an organization within the city or area, or even online that you live, that will understand the cultural needs of your loved one and yourself and be able to offer you resources and support. It's very important that whoever cares for this mother be able to speak her language. That's going to be really, really important. You may want to consider virtual groups or multicultural community centers with aging programs that can address the cultural needs of your mother and your family. So this is going to be really important in finding your circle. You have to find your circle and your need. And it is out there. There are a lot of people like you. It may be hard to navigate. And I've talked to a lot of families, especially daughters, in and around that. They have a unique need and unique questions, and it takes them a while to find the group that they can relate to. So how do you find the right support? I'm going to give you some suggestions in finding the right support, and try the support groups. If they don't work for you, you don't have to go back, but try a few paths. Sit down and define what right means for you. Does that mean that you want people the same or similar age as you? Does it mean that you want people of the same stage of life as you are? Do you need practical support or emotional understanding? It's important to define that. And it's different, I think, for all of us. And it might be different at different stages in the dementia journey. Do faith or cultural values play a big role in what is right for you? So define what right means for you and for your loved one. That's going to be critically important, and that's going to lead you on the path to looking for the right circle of support. You need to kind of look outside the usual. We often know national groups, but there are specialized groups within the nation or within your nation that you can look at if some of these groups are not available. There are specialized chapters within organizations that might suit your need or relate to your own particular need. The Alzheimer's Association is the largest organization and has multiple specialized groups in different states and markets. And call the Alzheimer's Association and ask what types of support groups that they offer and if there are any particular that might be of interest to you. Us Against Alzheimer's is another organization that has specialized chapters. MemoryCare.com. Hillary for Charity is a organization that really is geared towards younger caregivers. And of course, the LGBTQ plus Dementia Care Project is a very specialized group, and perhaps that's an organization that you would have interest in. The VA Caregiver Support Group is another organization. Look outside the usual. Again, and I think this is a good one, faith-based communities. Even outside your own faith, they may offer dementia ministries in your particular area that you may want to see what services or if you're interested. Again, try these out. See if they're a good fit. Maybe now, maybe later. You don't have to choose them, but see what's available to you. And then online forums and Facebook groups offer a niche for connection. There is Daughters of Dads with Lewy Body. There is the Frontal Temporal Dementia Wives Under 65. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of Facebook groups. And again, they're not all created equal. A lot of times the advice is going to be for someone in your same boat. Perhaps there are no experts involved. And always use caution anytime you're online. But these are just peace of mind type of support that you may want to access. Next, you want to consider professional support. If you can do professional support, it's going to be hugely beneficial. And I think that people will tell you who've done it, a dementia coach like me. Dementia coaching gives you the options, gives suggestions of what you might do. And dementia coaching is one time or more often type of service. There are dementia coaches throughout the United States in larger markets. You may want to do that. Of course, care managers, professional care managers that have experience in dementia would be important. Spiritual counselors, culturally competent therapists is another professional support. And then virtual caregiver workshops or peer-led drop-in groups, I think, would be very, very important to you. Here's what I want you to remember, though. You don't have to feel like the odd one out forever. You're not too young. You're not too old. You're not too far. You're not too different. There are other people who are in your boat or have similar stories and maybe are just understanding. You're just navigating a version of dementia caregiving that deserves very specific, compassionate, and a relatable support. So I encourage you to look elsewhere. I encourage you, the right circle is out there. And when you find it, it doesn't just support you, it lifts you up. If you're listening to the podcast today and you haven't found your people yet, reach out. Let us help you find your circle or visit us at thedisappearingmind.com and look at our resources. I want to really thank you for being here. It's important that you find the right support for your dementia care journey, utilizing the resources that I've talked to you about today. Reach out, ask questions. We invite you to ask questions, but here is just a quick run through of the caregiver's checklist that I think is important for you. And number one, clarify what you need most right now. Is it emotional support? Is it practical help with tasks? Is it support for cultural faith-based caregiving needs? There are a number of scenarios on the checklist that you can go through, but if you don't clarify what you need right now, it's going to be kind of hard to find it. So use this checklist for yourself to define what you need most right now. That could change in a few months or next year. Identify what kind of support group you relate to. Is it an in-person group near you? Is it an online Zoom or Facebook? Is it faith-based? Is it specialized? Is it early onset? Is it long-distance caregiver group? Identify what you're looking for. There are multiple care groups out there, and you would want to search based on one of those particular topics in order to find out what kind of support group it is. Explore the resources to find the right fit. The national organizations like Alzheimer's Association, the National Council on Aging, memorycare.com. Look at specialty face groups like the Frontal Temporal, Young Caregivers, Daughters with Dads with Dementia, Lewy Body Dementia. Look at things from the diagnosis perspective. Consider one-on-one professional help, a dementia coach, a therapist, a daily money manager or bill pay service. I am going to do a podcast on that particular topic because I feel like that's a service that we probably are not accessing enough, but consider professional help. Is it a spiritual or cultural resource you're looking for through your synagogue, through your church, through your temple? Contact your place of worship or local faith-based ministry. Reach out and try one support network next week or next month. Schedule a time to attend. Talk to your doctor about a referral. Ask a friend or family member if they have any advice and explore the options. Remember, the right person doesn't just help, it fits. Being in the right place will fit. And you deserve a community that understands your unique journey. It's going to help you cope. It's going to help you in the long run on the dementia caregiving journey. Until next time, if this podcast was beneficial to you, share it with someone who might need it. I do encourage you to send questions to thedisappearingmind.com and subscribe, listen, watch for us on all media platforms, on Facebook, on YouTube, on all the platforms that you go to and listen to. Until next time, this is Dawn Platt. Make it a memorable day.
Thank you for joining us for the Disappearing Mind podcast. We hope it's helped you find clarity and support along your journey. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode, visit our website to suggest future topics, and share the podcast with friends and family.